now. We don't need no DJ to save her life. Do you like that? We don't need no DJ. Now, I am joined in the studio.
I can't hear myself. Oh, yes, I can.
For God's sake. I'm joined in the studio by Molly, who does the beauty here every couple of weeks. She's got loads of things that are really sweet. Do you like that?
Yes, okay, thank you.
Oh, that's all right, lovely, that's okay, thank you. Here is Molly Miller. You can check her out online with Ask Molly Does Beauty. She's got a blog, writes to loads of different magazines as well, and covers beauty, and you've got loads of beauty products today to go through.
I have. I've filled your desk up with lots and lots of different beauty
just
products.
Just fade that out. That was the last night a DJ saved my life.
I know, I actually thought it was the start of Billie Jean.
Oh, really?
Did you notice I started singing Billie Jean?
No, I didn't. I closed my ears off. I'm just tucking into a yoghurt.
Anyway, do you know what? Yoghurt is my favourite food.
I can't share it.
Oh, I just love yoghurt. Love yoghurt.
0% fat.
I love it.
And the reason I like this one, but the thing is, I can't share it, because if you get another spoon, you can have a bit, but otherwise
no,
I can't. You know what makes me feel ill? It's when you get somebody, can I taste a bit, and they have it off my spoon. That's it. That's ruined for me. Makes me feel sick.
I have to say that once I let my a girl when I was in infant school wanted a bite of my apple, and as I lent her my apple, she took a bite and a load of gob fell like.
Oh,
off.
Do you mind?
That was it. I can't eat if anybody eats off my plate either. Although I quite often nick other people's food.
Yeah,
that's allowed.
I don't know. I get really
especially
angry
if I don't order chips and they've got chips. I'm always.
I hate people who do that.
Yeah, I'm one of those.
Touch my food and you'd get it.
But then I'm also one of these that says, right, you're going to order that dessert and I'm going to have this dessert, because then I get two desserts, even if you don't want the dessert.
You're a barrel of laughs to take out on a date.
Oh, what's that?
A date. I don't
what's
know. We need to get you on, like, Date My Best Friend. That's one of the good websites, isn't it? And you get sort of more upmarket.
No interest.
What do you mean, no? You get loads.
No interest. I'm happy
you're
being
really
on
attractive.
My own.
You get loads. I might use your picture actually instead, and then me, I'll just go shrunk.
Stop it! I literally haven't got any interest. I've got so much going on at the moment that you know, which we're talking about, like autism and stuff, and I've just got too much going on at the moment, and so really, no.
Really? Why are people saying that as well? What is this? Really?
Anyway,
it's new speak.
Unless
isn't
somebody comes along and actually betters my life, which. Actually, I'm quite content being on my own for a bit, you know, not forever, but for a while, I'm quite content. I did sign up with a lot of dating sites like Plenty of Fish and Match and thing, you know, like that, and I just came off them because, oh dear, they're just not, I don't know, I've always said this to you, I believe in fate. I do believe in fate. I know somebody that met somebody on the train recently. You know, just fate.
Was it a driver?
No, he wasn't a driver. He was actually in first class.
I'm sorry. Oh, was it on your trip when you went on the...
No. Oh. I didn't meet anybody. No, I've got no interest. Do you know what? Actually, I was chatted up at Ascot by this guy. And he actually turned around to me and he said to me, you wearing those mirrored sunglasses, I can't see your eyes. Why is that? And I thought, it's because I don't want to look at you. I've got no interest. Don't want to look at you.
You didn't say that to him, though. Break his heart, did you?
No, I didn't say that to him.
Jesus Christ almighty. What a horrible person.
He actually said to me, you give off really bad vibes. And I said, well, probably do. Because I stand there with my arms folded with...
Happy days.
With... Go away. Go away. I'm not interested.
There we go. So if you are looking to date Molly, don't bother. Now, you've got an array.
Well, you know, I mean, they can always... I'm not saying don't bother. I'm just saying...
Now, this is a beauty show. This isn't...
Yes.
It is about beauty, but we just have to have that little discussion.
Yes.
Now, if there's women out there that want to beautify themselves, you've got loads of...
I've got loads of products. Now, as I just mentioned to you, and I've put it in the paper this week, it's in the Chronicles and the Gazettes across Essex, I went to Ascot for the first time last week, and... It was quite surprising. First of all, I've got to say that the chairman of Ascot was lovely, or the chief executive. He actually took our photo. It was really, really sweet. I know. But what surprised me was the different classes, I have to be a bit careful here, of people. So we were right next to the royal enclosure, and we were in the grandstand bit.
Yeah.
So we were on the cheaper ticket because you've got the royal enclosure. And at the end of the day, you all have to use the same toilets, you know, and you have to queue up for the bar the same way. But I loved seeing the difference in how they dressed. And so, for instance, I have to say, like, in the royal enclosure, there was lots of navy, pearls, twin sets, massive, elaborate hats. And outside... no...
I've seen the Daily Mail pictures of them just screwed on the grass.
Some of them, could really look stunning. You wouldn't, some of them you wouldn't be able to tell. I mean, the girls that I went with, they all look beautiful. They all had like vintage frocks on.
Yeah, I saw you a lot. They did look
lovely. One of the girls had made that dress the night before and the hat, which I knit the hat. But anyway, and they all look beautiful. But the one thing that they all, a lot of them had in common was really, really bad fake tan. I was looking at everybody in the royal enclosure thinking, oh my God, her legs are just streaked, completely streaked. And their makeup, you just, some of them looked so made up. It just made me laugh that at the end of the day, you can dress beautifully and everything else, but at the end of the day, when it comes to makeup, it's applying it and everything else with how
I do how not like at the moment this look, and especially for, well, for older people, you shouldn't wear it too much anyway because it looks ghastly. But for younger girls, it's this look to have fake, like lots of fake eyelashes, loads of thick makeup, eyebrows drawn in that you look like your Coco the Clown, and great red lip. It's just too much. It just looks like you're caked in makeup. And also, because when you're younger, that's the time when you don't have to wear a lot of makeup because, well, you can look natural and you look lovely when you wake up in the morning. You're not like an old hag.
It looks, you know what? Well, now Towie's come back on. I mean, Towie's back on the screens. My daughter watched it. She likes me to record it. And I just think, why do they just pack so much makeup on? You know, surely being, they look older. Who wants to look older?
Not me.
It is just like, I think a fresh approach is best, which is why, so I've got loads of different brands here in front of me, and they're all different prices. But the one that I wanted to start off with that I got so excited about is Lush. Now, I went into the Lush shop at Lakeside last week with my daughter Phoebe, and while she was looking at the bath bombs, I just happened to pick up some of the makeup, because I've only ever tested one of their products of makeup. Well, I'm so pleased I did, because obviously I can't afford to buy any makeup at the moment, but I immediately got on the phone to the PR. Now, what they've got here, they've got little bottles, and they're all named, all their makeup's named after feelings, so like the next thought, and I don't know, like smile, happiness, da 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 da. And who are you waving at?
Man outside.
Oh.
He's obviously coming to see you. No, go on.
Anyway, so the pigments of Lush's makeup is so good. I mean, I want you to put this on. This is a gold colour. They've got golden bronzes and they've got like liquid eyeliners, powdered eyeshadows. But you can put them anywhere on your face. You don't have to stick to the eyeshadow. And when you see them, I'm telling you now, I absolutely love them. I mean, so much, as I said, so much so that I immediately emailed the PR and said, oh, can you please send me that? Have you seen what I've put on my lips?
Yeah.
Now, this is just a lip balm, and it's called Latte Lip Tint.
Yeah.
And it's basically a beautiful coral, which is shot through with shimmering gold particles. Now, I put that on my lip, and the excess I just sweeped on top of my cheekbones and over my eyes. And if you've ever seen NARS, the NARS all-in-one multiple, it's the multiple Riviera. They've got like an all-in-one thing, which is about £28. This is better.
Yep.
And it does everything. Lips, cheeks, eyes, gorgeous.
Very nice. I like the eyeshadow.
The eyeshadow is lovely. And the eyeshadow is beautiful because it's the pigment, I just think, is fantastic. It's not full of shimmer. It's just, it's more pearlized. But wait till you see the eyeliners.
Oh.
The eyeliners, you won't.
And the soft gold, it's if you're over sort of 35, soft golds work. If you can't wear eyeshadow anymore, soft golds work very, very well. You can't wear harsh black eyeliner when you get over 35, and you have to be really careful. So just a little bit of gold on your eyes.
Which I'm coming on to in a minute.
Very, very subtle.
Yeah, I mean, I still wear black on my eyes when I go out, but then that's because I'm normally applying it when I'm drunk or something. But I don't drink, and I'm not going to be drinking for a month soon. But anyway, this is Fantasy called You're Allowed. Oh, you wait, Michelle. I don't even want to give it to you.
She's moving it away. I'm trying to read you. Give me my Fantasy.
This is a gold liquid eyeliner. Now, when you see that on your hand, you put it on your hand, it is the best one.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it amazing? And then what you could... Isn't it? It's incredible.
Yeah. Can I put a bit on my eye?
You can. But then what you do is you can just blend it in to give a little eyeshadow.
Oh.
And you can pop, like... You can pop. Right, look. You can actually get the excess.
Yeah.
Right? You're not looking.
That's all right. I'm trying to paint it on my eyes.
And look, just dab it into the centre of your lips.
Yep. Oh, that's very nice as well.
Isn't it?
How much are these?
They're around about $8.95.
Yeah.
But are they worth it? They so are worth it.
Just missed that.
But it is like my favourite. I mean, I want them to send me more.
Oh, well, there you go.
Moving,
right, we're just going to play a quick track and then we're coming back.
Right, but really quickly, look at that colour.
What colour?
That colour's amazing.
But I love the gold. I've just put the eyeliner on, but unfortunately I put it on my eyelashes by mistake. So we'll be back after this. Hold on.
It's Phoenix 98 FM.
Now I'm here with Molly Miller, who's here to do the beauty. And I'm saying it quite like that because I've literally just put loads of eyeshadow on my eyes and now I look really freaking horrible.
No, you don't. Then put the glaze on top. This one that I've just been testing. Yeah, it's Barry M. It's their new shine palette. It's a glaze palette. You've got about, I think it's 6 eyeshadows in there.
Yeah.
And when you put the eyeshadows on, they come across quite thickly pigmented. And then you put, but then you put a glaze top coat on and it makes it go almost like watercolour.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful. I love it. When I first put the colour on, the first pigment shade on, I was like, oh my gosh, it's a bit bright, maybe for the young people.
Yeah.
And then I've just literally put the glaze on and it doesn't crease either.
It makes it go very
sheer.
Yeah. I'm not really good with eyeshadows.
I love that. That's the eyeshine shadow and glaze.
And how much is it? Because Barry M is really good value, isn't it?
Do you know what? I've got the blooming prices, but I think it's about $6.99.
Yeah, you can't get better than that.
Yeah, you can't. The other thing they've got here is their Chisel Cheeks Contour Kit as well, which tells you how to contour.
Yeah.
These are great. Barry M I love for everybody, and I actually put them in the paper, I think, this week as well, because I've always used Barry M because my mum used to have a shop and she was one of the first people to stock it. This is the contour shade, which is great because it shows kids, not kids, but like teenagers, how to contour, which is nothing worse when you see it wrong. But I have to say that I think, you know, this sculpting that a lot of people are doing, that is now going out of fashion. You know, that's going out of that trend. Yeah. It's not trendy to have your Kim Kardashian sculpting things anymore. It lasted for a while, but I think it's, as you said earlier, it's much more about a natural look and glow, which is, you know, it's good. I mean, you can use sculpting for tricks to hide a double chin or narrow your nose.
Big ponytail only works for me. Big bone in it, got a big scar. Hey, you haven't got a double chin anymore. What's that? It's a bulldog clip just holding it back in one place. That's what works.
Right, I'm just choking.
Sorry.
No, I'm not going to get rude again. Anyway, this is the Deep Glow Dark Bronzer and the Afterglow Light Bronzer.
Barry M again. Now,
and
how much are they? Because
they're
massive.
About $4.99, but
really?
Something
that
like
much?
That. But they've got, I don't know where their Natural Dazzle's gone. Natural Dazzle was my favourite, all-time favourite bronzer from them, and I couldn't see it on the website.
Barry M is just great. Barry M is great if you haven't got much funds.
I love
and
all
it's
their chunky pencils and their, I mean, they've got some amazing lit chunky pencils, and I absolutely love this highlighter as well. This is their Radiant Rod.
Hello, Rod. So you've got Radiant. What's that? Is that for just giving a bit of a highlight?
Yeah, giving a bit of a glow.
Lovely. And what are the products?
That's my mind. Anyway, and also they've got their quick dry nail paint.
Yeah, they're brilliant.
Beautiful colours.
I like their jelly ones as well.
Yes, that's what I put in the paper, jelly ones. What I love about them is they've got a really big wide brush. So you only need to do like one layer. Now I'm going to move on to something a bit different. This is Noble Fig. Did I bring this in last time?
No.
This is by Ferrari. Now when I say by Ferrari, you get Ferrari that you can get in Boots and Superdrug. This is a limited edition Ferrari. Well, it's not limited edition. This is one that's only stocked in Harrods from Ferrari. It's more expensive. It's £79. I absolutely love it.
Is it fig?
This is Noble Fig.
I want to spray.
But what? It's just lovely. I love
it. Because I like Joe Malone's Fig and Cassis.
Wait till you smell that. I'm not giving it to her. And they've got one that's called Lavender. It's unisex. You can use them. It's for men and women. I actually put it in my bridal perfume feature. But you see, I love musky, woody, cedar type notes.
Well,
you know,
lovely. That is very nice.
But the thing is, the top notes of this are Noble Fig. It does go in. You'll smell it in a minute. You can smell the woody notes coming through. But yeah, it's ideal for men and women.
£79, quite expensive, but
it will last you ages, and it does smell pretty good. I love it. Right, I'm just going to go on to some quick more makeup. This is Chanel. Now I love this. I love these colours. These are the navy colours that they bought out.
Yeah,
I think they bought these out in May actually, so they're not their latest ones. But I just think navy is so flattering. As you were saying earlier about black being very harsh, navy is always the best colour to go for when you get older. If you want to make your eyes look brighter, navy is a must. And I've just put the navy mascara on there from Chanel. It's not quite dark navy. It's called Blue Night, but I am absolutely loving it. It's almost like a midnight blue, and it's shot through with sparkling particles of turquoise.
Yeah.
And that is absolutely gorgeous. It's called Swing. Now, so that's the Chanel's new range. Well, not brand new. Now, this is MAC. Now, this hasn't been launched yet. Ah, she sparkles. MAC have brought out La Disco. It's a range that's coming out July 15. You wait till you test this. It is gorgeous.
Well, that's
have a
nice.
Look. It's
that's
like a real shimmering pearlized. I'm telling you now, when the collection, they only sent me that one from the collection, but when the collection hits the shelves, it's going to sell out because you have your MAC fans, and that is a really good colour from MAC.
It's not sparkly. It's like a sheen, isn't it? But it's like it's not got you. I think actually, if you're older, you might be able to get away with wearing that as well.
Yeah, you would. Yeah,
it's no sparkle, but it's a sheen. It's lovely.
Yeah,
very nice.
And then what also I like is their 9x9 palettes. They've actually got 16. I think it's got 9x9. And they've got 16 one or something. And you've got like your purples. You have your pinks. You have whatever colours suit you. Your browns. And this one here is called Navy 9x9, and you get like 9 of their best-selling colours.
And how much is that? About 40 quid?
No, it's not. I think it's about 28.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, I think MAC are pretty... they're not too bad with their prices. Right, let's move on to Aveda. Have you ever used Aveda?
I have, but it didn't agree with my hair.
Oh, okay. Well, Aveda's one of my favourite brands for hair.
It smells lovely,
and
though.
This is what I put in the paper a couple of weeks ago, because I love the shampoo, and I haven't used it for absolutely ages, but it's the one that if I can afford it, because they are expensive, Aveda, but if I can afford it, it's the one that I always used to, you know, go for, was that one. And the rosemary, smell the rosemary mint. So the shampoo pure is brilliant. It's really good for kids, and I'm sure you could use it on your body. I'm sure, although it's got here this one, there was one that Aveda have got, and I'm sure it was this one that you could use on your body as well, but don't quote me on that. But it's lovely, and it's good for kids as well, because it's very, very gentle. Very good for sensitive hair. The rosemary and mint is a very stimulating one, so it's great for after a gym workout for men and so on. It's a great unisex one to have. Now, going on to this. This is called a beauty blender.
It basically looks like an egg, but in a teardrop, and it's made of sponge. So it's like a teardrop, but in the shape of a sponge.
Yeah. It's actually quite clever. What you do is, and it's patented as well, right? It's like a high... They call it a edgeless high-definition cosmetic sponge. So basically, 360 degrees, you can get into all your little bits by your nose and so on. But what you do is you actually wet it first with water, and then you squeeze it out, and then it expands. And then what you do is you put your... Whatever you want to put on, you can put your cream blusher on here, your foundation, your primer, and it sits, the product sits on top.
Yeah.
It doesn't go into the sponge. And so what happened, you just dab it on or whatever, and then afterwards you literally just wash it and just squeeze it and let it dry, and it goes back to its original shape. But it expands with the water, really expands with the water, and you can literally just put it. It's really good. If you've got any water, you could have tried it out here. But
and how much is that?
Off the top of my head, I think $16.95.
Yeah.
So it is expensive, but it's reusable, obviously reusable, and it gives a really, really, really good finish, like almost, you know, sort of professional makeup artist finish. Now, I know that we're going to be short on time, so I've not bought her... Right, I've got here the Deep Sea Spa Magic. Now, Deep Sea is available from Holland & Barrett.
Yeah.
And I've always used their products again. I use every product, don't I? I do use so many products. But I like the Deep Sea Magic because I just think it's very, very natural. This is really good for flaking scalps, itchy scalps. Very good if you've been out in the sun as well. You can either use it wet as a conditioner and leave it on for very dehydrated hair, which mine it desperately is.
I'm going, yes, I'm looking at my own hair. It's lovely, isn't it? Yes, I totally agree.
Well, it's really good, but it's good for flakies. It's very good for, you know, sort of like dandruff, and I just like their products. I've got here their 24 Marie Miracle Cream as well, which again, I don't know if you want to test some of that on your hand, which is very, very... That's the scalp mask.
Oh, sorry.
It's a miracle cream.
That's right.
Yeah, no, you can test whatever you want.
No, I don't want to put a scalp mask on my hands. I want to get hairy hands. I don't want that thing so much. It's bad enough. It's a bad.
But I just love them because I've always used salts in my bath. It's the one thing that I really do love is, like, I always... put some salt in the bath. And the other day, I've got to say, I was thinking I'd run out of them, and I was thinking, should I stick dishwasher salt in the bath?
No, that is not some advice we're going to give out to the beauty world.
No, don't do it. But that's how desperate I was for salt in my bath, because it's very good for water retention and so on. Not that I've got water retention. Well, I have, but not all the time. You know.
Lovely.
Well, we all do get it, don't we?
I don't know.
Well, I do. I normally blow out like a little pee, but anyway. This brand, really quickly, I know that I'm running on time.
Yep.
This is Le Couvent de Minimis. Mm-hmm. And I might have bought that in before, but have a squeeze of that. That's for dry skin. But
what are you trying to say? You give me hand cream? You should give me dry skin? Maybe I should put some on my hair.
But this, I love. I absolutely love colognes. Mm-hmm. I like eau de cologne. I'm a very lemony girl. Whilst I love my woods, I'm not a floral person. I've never been a florally person. But have a squirt of this. Oh, when I give it to you. Oh, I love it. It's orange blossom. I'm sure it's orange blossom.
That's my name. I'm known as Orange Blossom all over the place. Do you know
are
that?
You?
Yes.
Why?
It's my middle name. Oh, that's I like that. It's got honey whiff to it.
It's beautiful.
It? Very nice.
It's got in it lemon. It's got in it orange, basil, lemon and juniper. Mm. And you can just spray it all over or whenever you just need a little pick-me-up. But I love colognes because they're fresh, aren't they?
Yeah. This is being crusty and old like I am.
No, it's crusty and old.
Now
I've got a photo shoot soon.
All right. Is this for Vogue?
Oh, yeah, it's for Vogue. Basically, I've got a nutritionist coming in called Sarah Hurst.
Yep.
And I've always been addicted to sugar. And recently, because of my divorce and the kids and everything else, I have been binging on sugar. And do you know what? It's not even the weight gain, because I have put on weight, nothing fits me. It's not even about the weight gain. It's the next morning, I feel like I've got the worst hangover in the world. And I've given up sugar before when I did the Atkins diet, which I do not recommend for anybody. I mean, this was quite a while ago. But I just wanted to see the effects and how hard sugar is to give up. Do you know, it's more difficult to give up than smoking, alcohol and drugs. Sugar is the most addictive drug. It is in everything, nearly everything. I mean, I just went into Tesco's and picked up a chicken breast. Sugar.
Yeah.
You know, it's literally in everything. And that's just normal sugar. You're not including your lactose, your fructose, your fruit sugars, your dextrose. You know, but there's so much sugar. So I've got a top nutritionist coming in, and every week for the Chronicle and Gazette, I'm going to report in on how I feel, how I'm going. I'm probably going to be incredibly grumpy. And my energy levels, because you know I love my exercise. Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to be able to exercise as much. But, yeah, so I'll be giving up everything, really. I'll be eating lettuce. Yeah. But sugar is so damaging. It's so bad for your skin. I mean, it's so bad for collagen. You know, it's really, really bad. And that's, as I say, it's bad for your blood sugar levels. It affects those. It affects your mood. It affects anxiety. I mean, the worst thing for me is, and this is how hard it's going to be for me, I get my daughter to go into Tesco's. Now she's like old enough to go on her own, and I get her to buy about 3 massive bars of dairy milk, the Marvellous Creations, like every 3 days. And she says, "Mum, they really think I'm a pig in there, but it's for me, you know." It's for me.
This woman's got a work cut out when you see her a bit later.
Yeah, well, I'm actually, you know, I'm not looking forward to it, but it's something that I have to do.
Yeah. Well, you'll have to let us know. So you'll be back in another 2 weeks?
Yes, please.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Well, at least I smell nice now. Bother me, please.
You smell nice. You look lovely.
Lovely.
You always look lovely.
Well, that's
you've got beautiful blue eyes, all of us said that.
Well, yeah, one of them is a bit squinty at the moment. Thanks very much to Molly Miller. She'll be back in 2 weeks. Wish her well on a sugar-free fest.
Well, it won't be a fest, will it? I'm going to be eating. I don't even. I think she's going to cut out fruit sugar as well. I mean, I need a tangerine.
Yeah, well, tell her, eat one while she's telling you, and then say, I won't have any more.
Oh, I nearly bought us the box of chocolate Cadbury's Heroes today.
She'll see him.
I could have had a last minute scoff.
She'll probably go through your fridge when she comes over.
That's what she'll do. So yeah, but she's got to think most of that's for the kids, like the Magnums.
They're for the kids. They're for the kids. You can't take their treats away, you liar.
No, they are for the kids and the Haribos.
Yeah, well, you just have to stop, won't you?
No, they're not. I'm not giving it up for them because I have to put sweets sometimes on the staircase to get my son to bed. We do hide and sweet just before bed. Well, you do what you have to
do. You do what you have to do if you're a parent, not that I'll ever know. 12:34, did you like Roger Sanchez?
Oh, didn't he sing the other side? No, not he didn't sing. No,
another
that was
chance.
Another chance. Yeah, Jason Derulo sang.
Yeah,
oh, look at me.
Yeah, this song. I'm going to play it now. Lovely.
Okay.